Listen to this news. U.S. bans sea salt imports from South Korea's Taepyeong Farm. The United States has barred sea salt imports from a South Korean salt farm over allegations of slave labor, as reported by the Associated Press. It is the first time a trade partner has acted on labor abuses in South Korea's remote salt farms. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has issued a withhold release order for the Taepyeong salt farm. It cited evidence suggesting that the company employs forced labor in Sinan, a region that produces the majority of South Korea's sea salt. As per the order issued last Wednesday, customs officials at all U.S. ports of entry are mandated to detain sea salt products from the farm. Taepyeong, the largest salt farm in South Korea, produces around 16,000 tons of salt annually, approximately 6% of the nation's total output, according to the government data. It is a key supplier for South Korean food companies. The farm leases most of its salt fields to tenants and has faced repeated allegations of forced labor, notably in 2014 and 2021. South Korean officials confirmed it is the first case of a foreign government halting imports over forced labor concerns. South Korea's foreign ministry stated on Monday that various government agencies, including the Ministry of Oceans and Fisheries, have been working to improve labor practices at Taepyeong since 2021. Although no direct evidence was provided, the ministry believes that none of the salt currently produced there involves forced labor. It also declared plans to actively engage in talks with U.S. officials regarding the issue. The Ministry of Oceans and Fisheries added that it will quickly evaluate the necessary steps to pursue the lifting of the U.S. order, according to a statement to the Associated Press. Automotive World, JLR pauses U.S. shipments as carmakers react to new tariffs.